This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Promise to have a little energy for Matt Youmans as we welcome you back here. College Football Saturday, Week 8. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. Michael Lombardi over at the Borgata in Atlantic City. Speaking of Matt Youmans, of course, Saturday bet prep, 9 to midnight Eastern time, in unison with the Circuit Invitational, which is the coolest contest going on right now. We welcome in Matt Youmans, who the proprietor, Derek Stevens, of Circa, is a guy that is a legend. And the fact that Matt Youmans joins us on the Saturday morning after a whirlwind around Las Vegas, that is a bigger accomplishment than all the wins you've had on the college football slate this year. Matt Youmans, welcome.
Yeah, I just want to say, Derek Stevens is a machine. The guy can go out all night. He'll stay out all night, and he'll be back here at Circa by like 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes. It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. And is it still, and he's ready to go. There's no level of energy that's lost. I mean, his enthusiasm is contagious. There's no doubt.
He has a tremendous constitution. Let's put it that way. Pretenders, contenders, Matt. Let's have a little fun with this to start. The narrative before the season started was the big three: Ohio State, Georgia, and Alabama. Let's get to some of the others. TCU, Tennessee, Ole Miss. I'll start with those three. Just thoughts on those three.
All right, I'm going to go with TCU being a pretender. I actually don't think TCU's defense is quite good enough. If you watched last week's game, I thought the Horned Frogs were fortunate to come back in that and beat Oklahoma State 43-40 in double overtime. And I actually like K-State a lot to knock off TCU today, so we'll see what happens there. But TCU's been a great story. I don't want to take anything away from what this team's done. Max Dugan's one of the best stories in college football. He was on the bench in the season opener, and he lost the quarterback competition in the fall. And, you know, right now he's getting Heisman Trophy hype. He's been so good. He's accounted for 20 touchdowns and thrown only one interception. You'd have to look long and hard to find a quarterback who's been more efficient and more productive than the TCU quarterback this season.
And where are you on Ole Miss? All right, do you think they're contenders or pretenders?
I'm going to have to say pretenders. Any team that allowed a total of 62 points to Auburn and Vanderbilt the last 2 weeks does not have a defense that's good enough to be a contender. Now, I did bet Ole Miss over its win total of 7.5 this year. And I expected Ole Miss to be 7-0 at this point. But look at this schedule the rest of the way. At LSU today, at A&M, Bama, at Arkansas, Mississippi State. So I think Ole Miss is going to lose a couple games.
Well, you know, I mean, they got to be shaking in their boots going to A&M with that offense they're going to face there. But we'll get to that later.
Right.
let's start Jimbo. With Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Ole Miss LSU before we get to Tennessee and your thoughts whether or not they're contenders or pretenders. My assumption is contender. You do like LSU laying the point today, hosting Lane and Ole Miss.
Yeah, this is a game that opened. LSU was a 1.5-point dog. LSU actually flipped to a 2.5-point favorite. And now we're laying at 1.5 with the Tigers. Jaden Daniels, the LSU quarterback, essentially threw a perfect game last week. 393 total yards, 6 touchdowns, 3 rushing, 3 passing. So what's he going to do now? Is he going to regress, or is he going to continue to show that he's clicking here in Brian Kelly's offense? Either way, LSU's got the better defense, and like I just said with Ole Miss, a team that's allowed 62 points to Auburn and Vandy, I can't trust that defense on the road today against Jaden Daniels. So I'm going with the short home favorite here.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I'm surprised that, you know, that people, when you watch, you didn't even bring up the Kentucky game, which mm-hmm. I've been talking about, Matt. I mean, I thought they lose the Kentucky. Kentucky's going to win that game.
Yep.
I think, and Levitz turns it over late in the game. I understand they forced the turnover, but to me, they have been very fortunate in some of these games, and the level of comp, I'm not sure, is what they're going to match today.
Yeah, you're right. Kentucky's the only really legit team, I'm going to say, that Ole Miss has faced at this point and should have lost that game. So I think this team's overdue to lose a game, and hopefully it happens today at LSU.
You know, fellas, the Pac-12 has kind of been a laughingstock, but having a nice little year, right? First-year head coaches at Oregon, USC, Washington, those teams playing well. Oregon State, Washington State, they've been decent, Matt Eumanns. UCLA is undefeated. This is year 5 for Chip Kelly. It's also year 5 for DTR, the quarterback. They're at Oregon. Now,
year
I think
15
most...
for DTR. Year 15.
Now, remember, Oregon, Michael, got blown out. They're in Atlanta, 49-3 to start the year. They're 5-0 since. Here comes UCLA in the Chip Kelly Bowl as he returns to Eugene. You like UCLA catching the 6. I see a 6.5 on the board right now, Matt.
Yeah, actually, we've got a graphic up here on the screen that says 7. Is that a BetMGM?
Because no, I think that might be stale. Oh, they are, Stephen? My goodness, they are 7. Okay, thank you very much. 7, take
wow.
it.
Wow.
Oh, listen to Patrick. My goodness, 7. Okay.
Well, don't you think that's an overreaction?
No. Here's the deal. I've talked about this game this week, and I said, you know, I'm going to play LSU, but I'm not going to bet the game until Saturday because I want to see if a 7 pops up on the board. Why do you race to the window to get 6.5? You wait to see if a 7 shows up, so I'm going to have to get out the BetMGM app and take the plus 7. I'll do that here. I've been on UCLA in its past two games against Washington, against Utah, and the Bruins were short home dogs in those spots, about 3-point home dogs. Now catching 6.5 on the road, 7 at BetMGM. I like this Bruins offense quite a bit, and Dorian Thompson-Robinson is a key. I've talked about him before on your show. I think he's got 42 starts in Chip Kelly's offense now. And he used to be a turnover machine. Now he's not turning it over. He's completing 74.8% of his passes. He's got 15 TDs, 2 picks. Zach Charbonnet, the former Michigan transfer, is a stud running back. You got Jake Bobo, the transfer from Duke at wide receiver, who's really done a great job, I think, transitioning into this offense in his first year. And then on the flip side, I thought one of Chip Kelly's biggest mistakes is he kept Jerry Azenero, who was
there you go.
He was a dinosaur, and he was his defensive coordinator. And this UCLA defense has been really bad for 3 or 4 years in a row. Chip Kelly finally flipped his DC in the offseason, and this UCLA defense is a lot better. Now, that said, it's not going to look very good today. This total is 70.5, and I would only bet this over. The last two UCLA losses to Oregon have each been by 3 points. I think this is going to be another close call, and it's going to be a high-scoring game. Last year it was 34-31. It's going to be something like that this year, too. I wouldn't be surprised if you see a 38-35, 45-42 type of game.
Matt, you nailed it. I think when the UCLA administration went to Chip and said, look, you got to fire your best friend, and hits his best friend. Jerry's been with them going back to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that move. He had to do it or else he wasn't going to get an extension, and so he did. Now, this defense has really improved, and they're the 15th best defense in the nation against the run, and this is where Oregon wants to make their living. I mean, Oregon can run the football really effectively, and I'm with you. I think if you're going to get a touchdown – with a team that, with games that have always been close, and we know UCLA's better defensively, I think you got to take it. Plus, all the fanfare about Oregon, when you really break down their – I mean, Arizona was moving the ball on them. Teams can move the ball on them. Stanford moved the ball on them. I think UCLA will move the ball on them. I think it's too many points.
Yeah, it seems that way to me, and I think it's going to be a high-scoring game as well. And, you know, the difference should be which quarterback actually makes a big mistake. And DTR has not done that for UCLA this season. Bo Nix made a lot of big mistakes at Auburn. He really hasn't done that. I think he's only got one or two turnovers so far this season, but that's what a change of scenery, a new coaching staff can do for a quarterback. You're seeing that happen now with Jaden Daniels at LSU, Bo Nix at Oregon, Adrian Martinez at Kansas State, too, guys like that who turned the ball over a lot in the past and aren't doing it this year. But I think defense has been defense and DTR not turning the ball over has really made this UCLA team bettable.
UCLA scoring 41.5 points per, Oregon scoring 42 points per. Goodness gracious, Matt Eumanns. Syracuse Clemson.
Yeah.
All right. I know this is an official play for you, but I got to ask you about this. 14s on the board right now. Clemson laying it.
It seems like too many points, but when I did my numbers last Saturday night, I came up with Clemson 13. So I stayed away from this game. I think one thing we talked about is DJ Uiagalelei has played so much better than he did in the first couple weeks of the season. I thought Dabo Swinney was going to have to bench his quarterback and go to the freshman. I know a lot of people thought the same thing, but DJ's played a lot better, so I have to give him credit for that. And Syracuse, I think, is legit to a certain extent. You know what? I'm passed on this game. I'm not going to play it, but I'm definitely not going to lay it either. I think this is a little bit too many points for me to lay. I like Sean Tucker a lot, and Syracuse has got great quarterback play so far this season, too. Now, Clemson's going to win this game. I'd be really surprised if the Tigers don't win this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think to me, we're going to find out how good is Syracuse defense. And I think that just on the numbers alone, they've been very good. But this is a step up. And
big step up.
DJ has played better. We have to give him credit. I'm not sure he's an elite player or, you know. I want to ask you quickly. I know it's not on your board, but Texas going into Oklahoma State, where are you on that game? We think that because the sixth number, we think Sanders isn't playing. But it seems like a lot of points, especially for a Texas team that's not a great road team.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there's too many points for me to lay it, too. And there's been talk for over a week now that Spencer Sanders is so banged up. A lot of people didn't think he was going to start against TCU. He looked pretty good in that game. I would expect him to take the field. I don't know how well he's going to play. I don't even know how injured he is. There's been a lot of talk about it. But I know the Texas was a very popular play in the Circa Friday Football Invitational with some sharps last night. They were laying the six, thinking this number should have been above seven. So take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
To pronounce Uiagalelei after a six-hour bender with Derek Stevens, right there.
That's impressive work.
That was lucky.
But he may be hungover because I'm looking at his picks, and he is backing the Lions this week in the NFL.
That's
Matt
a
Eumanns
good play.
Continues.
Don't give him crap on that.
I'm playing. We're coming back with Matty Eumanns next here at Lombardi Line.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, if you want Matt Youmans' plays every week, Michael Lombardi's plays, exclusive articles from Michael Lombardi, become a VSiN Pro. They're making cash. You can too. It's $99 through the Super Bowl. That's very cheap. VSiN.com/subscribe. You get pro tools, including the betting splits, pro picks, pro tips, everything. Energy included for Matt Youmans. VSiN.com/subscribe as we welcome you back here at Lombardi Line. Let's do two college football games before I kick it to you and Michael with the NFL. One, Wisconsin. You do like Wisconsin. I think you got a good number here at one. Oh, excuse me. You got two as well, right?
I laid 1.5 with Wisconsin. Doesn't matter. You can lay a cheap money line price. You can lay two. Here's the deal for me with this game. Wisconsin has won 15 straight in this series. Purdue has not beat Wisconsin since 2003. I do think Purdue's got the better team right now, but to go to Madison and win this game, I've got to see it to believe it based on this one-sided series history. Purdue's big advantage is a quarterback, Aiden O'Connell, a guy who's been in that program for 6 years, another quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. But Purdue's defense, I think, allowed 37 points on 52 plays to Nebraska last week. And Wisconsin has the better defense. These guys are going to play hard for Jim Leonard. And I still think the Badgers find a way to pull this one out today.
Yeah, and I, you know, the Badgers are 5-0 in the last five home games, and I think this is a game, to me, if they win this one, I think this inches Jim Leonard closer to becoming the full-time head coach, Matt.
Yeah, I do too. This is the type of game he's got to win to be the full-time head coach. I really feel like he's going to get the job anyway, but he's got to win some games here down the stretch to cement that thing. Yep.
Yep, we'll go quick on this one. Leach, Saban, Bama, 21. It's been a sloppy Alabama football team there, Matt.
Yeah, I don't think it's probably been a week that you want to be around Nick Saban. Probably not a very fun guy this week. But the last two times that Mike Leach faced Nick Saban, the scores were 49-9 and 41-0. So Saban knows how to shut down the Mike Leach offense. Now, this is the best, Mississippi State team we've seen in the past couple of years. I just think it's a really, really bad time to be playing Alabama. So I'm not taking the points here with Mississippi State.
You know, Matt, off the side real quickly, how good do you think Alabama's defense is?
Not very good.
It's hyped. Yeah, I don't either. It's hyped, and I think as betters, we got to clamp that down a little bit. Like, Will Anderson's this great rusher, and they're not as good as they've been. I don't see it. Now, maybe it'll change. But to me, it's very disappointing. It's more perception than reality.
Well, you're right about that. That's right on the money. I was shocked last week. Now, I bet Tennessee, but I never thought Tennessee was going to roll up 567 yards, have five passing touchdowns, and 52 points. And, by the way, Nick Saban mismanaged the clock at the end of the game before the field goal attempt as well. So, Michael, I've been really disappointed. I thought this Bama team was going to be dominant, and that's definitely not the case, especially on defense.
Yeah, I mean, Georgia's defense, even with all the guys leaving, is better than all this talk about Alabama being Georgia-like defensively.
Right.
Nothing bothers Saban worse than a bad secondary. It's got to be killing him. Okay, Matt Youmans' circuit contest plays. He's got five plays, of course. He's taking in all five. Let's start with Detroit. They're rested. They're at Dallas. Dak is back. You've got seven.
Yeah, you know, I saw 7.5 at the Westgate early this week, the Westgate Superbook, and a couple other spots had it, and I said there's no way that 7.5 is going to last. And seven's still a decent number. Right now, Circa's down to 6 on this game. So you've got a lot of sharp money. It's not the public betting Patrick Maher's Lions. This is the sharps taking the points with the Lions. For me, Michael, I'll get your opinion here. I don't expect Dak Prescott to be Superman in his first game back. He's been out for 6 weeks. And what the Cowboys have done is establish an identity of a team that can run the ball and win games with defense. And I don't think all of a sudden Dak comes back and they start making big plays in the passing game here. And the Lions are the type of underdog you want to take points with, except when they're playing Bill Belichick a couple weeks ago. But they're off a bye and they have an offense that can put points on the board. So I think the Cowboys are going to have to sweat this one out.
You know, I took the 6.5 in the Christopher Russo contest that I play, that he's apparently dominating me, even though he only has a 2-game lead. But, you know, I think to me, I'm with you. I felt like I wanted the 7, and Patrick said to me before the show, I was surprised you took it. I like it even at 6.5 because I felt like they've got to play conservatively. They were the number one team in not turning the ball over until the Philadelphia game, and they turned it over. They've got to play a little more conservative with Dak. They can't afford to get him hurt again. And I think Detroit will stay even with this game, and I think it'll be a field goal, touch, 6-point game. I'm with you on that one.
Okay.
If you can find a 7.5, Matt Eumanns, that deserves a my goodness.
My goodness.
How about Tennessee hosting Indy? You do like the 2.5. You're going to take it with the Colts.
Well, I'm not crazy about this, but I am going to play it. Here's the thing. When you have to make 5 NFL plays, whether it's a contest or, you know, you're betting some of these games too, you're going to have to make some uncomfortable plays. And when you see an NFL card like the one we have this week, man, it's hard to find 5 games. The Colts,
it's hard.
Yeah. The Colts here, plus 2.5. What I like about the Colts is it looks like Jonathan Taylor is going to be back. Shaquille Leonard is going to be back. Matt Ryan, had to give him a little bit of credit too. You know, he looked like he was 55 years old the first couple weeks of the season, and he's looked a little bit better the past couple weeks. The Colts, the rookie Pierce from Cincinnati, is making some big plays in the passing game, and I like the Colts a little bit better than I did a few weeks ago. If you think about it, the Colts won that game at Denver without their best offensive and best defensive player. Those guys are supposed to be back today. And let's face it, the Tennessee Titans are really nothing special right now. So I took a chance here. I don't love this play, but I took the Colts plus 2.5.
You know, the Titans, when you look at their numbers, you say, how are they winning? How do they do it? You know, and they just find a way to win. They score 24 points in the first half the first time they play them. They don't score in the second half. They still win. You know, Indianapolis kept their quarterback upright. I think that was the difference last week. Mm-hmm. And Doug Peterson decided to stop running the ball, even though he was gaining 200 yards total in the game offensively.
Yeah, I don't think Doug Peterson is a genius. Let's put it that way. He's not one of my favorite coaches.
Hey, remember a couple weeks ago, you called somebody that it rhymes with brick, and we got an email about it, so be careful there.
We got in trouble, I'm not going to use that word again. That's a banned word, Patrick.
Yeah. It rhymed with brick.
That's right.
Matt Eumanns is a legend. Hey, remember, Michael, it's not personal, it's just numbers. He does like the Texans catching 7 at Vegas. Yeah. Go ahead, Matt.
Well, I've been on the Raiders a few times. I'm just not going to lay it here. They have not been reliable home favorites the past couple years. Maybe things change with Josh McDaniels, but the last time, you know, they've been home favorites twice. They blew a 20-0 lead against the Cardinals and really had to sweat out the end of the fourth quarter against the Broncos and Russell Wilson, who's done nothing really outside of that game. If you look at the Broncos' offense, the highlight has been the game against the Raiders in Vegas. And I think this Vegas defense right now has got some problems, allowing, I think, 26 points a game, which is the bottom third in the NFL. Houston's actually got a competitive defense here, ranks 13th in scoring defense. Both teams off a bye, so that's not a factor. But Davis Mills, the second-year quarterback, Damian Pierce, the rookie running back, can move the ball, I think, in this Vegas defense. Again, I wouldn't tell you to go out and make your biggest bet of the week here on the Texans, but I'm trying to find some live dogs here, and I think I'll take the 7 with the Texans just because the Raiders have been unreliable home favorites.
I'm surprised it didn't move slightly because really, and when you break the game down, the Texans don't turn the ball over as much they, in games they do, and the Raiders have turned the ball over way too much. And I think the difference in the game, when you're talking about a 7-point spread, that turnover, one turnover can make a difference in whether you cover or you don't.
Yeah, and, you know, the deciding factor for me, too, was taking the slightly better defense here, and that's a Houston defense. And like you said, Michael, Derek Carr is going to have to play a lot better. You can point fingers. What's wrong with the Raiders? They're 1-4. I think the quarterback's got to take most of the blame. He's got to play at a higher level.
Especially
got a good contest. Yeah, and it got a good contest number here, Michael. Matt Eumanns with the Niners. You're catching 2.5 KC in town, Matt.
Yeah, and actually I bet this one early in the week at plus 3, and that was before the Christian McCaffrey deal. And, you know, I don't know how much of an impact McCaffrey's going to make in this game. I would not expect him to make a big impact. That's not a big part of my handicap here. But the San Francisco defense is number 2 in the NFL in scoring D. And I actually like the fact that they're getting healthy. They got four starters coming back. They played four of their first six games on the road. Nick Bosa, Trent Williams are going to be back. I think four total starters, and then two more key players got a chance to return. It's been a banged-up team. Patrick Mahomes has been lucky. He's only got four interceptions. I've watched the Chiefs games. It seemed to me like he had 10. So I don't think he's been that sharp, and I do like the Niners in this spot. I think it's being a motivated team coming back home. We'll see if McCaffrey makes an impact, but like I said, that's not a big part of the handicap for me this week.
I think this Niner defense is really good, and when they have all their guys, they're hard to move the ball on.
No doubt.
Okay, last one. He likes Pittsburgh catching 7 at Miami. No need for a break then. I just want to point out what Matt said there for new bettors. Understand, a guy that has lived, eat, breathed betting for his life, he got 3 with San Francisco. It's probably going to close 1, so you got the best of it. That's most important. Matt, thank you. Go get some rest, man. You deserve it.
Yeah,
go get some
rest. Appreciate it, Matt. Thank
probably
you so much, Matt.
You bet. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Probably will. That's dangerous. A bet prep every Saturday night with Matt Youmans, of course, 9 to midnight. We're not going to kiss his butt because he gets uncomfortable, but it's the best. It's replayed right before the Lombardi line, and of course, it's in unison with Circa Invitational, which is the coolest contest going. Thank you, Matt Youmans. Next, Thomas Gable from the book there at the Borgata.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, it is The Lombardi Line as we welcome you back. Of course, presented by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com or download the app. Remember, if you're in Nevada, bring that state-issued ID to any MGM property you're ready to go, and you can convert those MGM bets into points. Again, free bets, dining, hotel rooms. It's the best loyalty program in the game. Sign up right now, betmgm.com. We got you back here, Lombardi Line. Thank you to Matt Youmans for stopping by. We now are joined by our partner, Thomas Gable, live out there at the Borgata with Michael Lombardi. And before we get to the college slate, Michael, you want to talk about that number moving to 7.5 down in Miami?
I'm surprised by that, TG. Where are you on Pittsburgh, Miami right now?
I think it's 7.5 everywhere, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, and I mean, look, I get Tua's back. That'll certainly help the Miami offense. But there's a little bit to me, and I wrote about this for VSiN Online, the Brian Flores factor you can't ignore here, right? I mean, Brian knows every player on Miami.
Yep.
He knows strengths, weaknesses. He knows what Tua wants to do, what he doesn't want to do. And he can help. Not only can he help the offensive staff out, he helps the defensive staff out. And I know it's going to come down to player execution, but when you have that kind of insight, knowledge into players, and you're going to get a touchdown more than a touchdown, I'm surprised by it. And when you peel back Miami offensively, other than the third quarter where they were fourth quarter against Baltimore where they scored 21 points in really no time at all, they have struggled to score more than 20 points, you know, and I think to me, and I know Pittsburgh's not a great defensive team, but I think to me that I think this the perception's running away because Pittsburgh's so bad and Miami's getting Tua back.
Thomas Gable, we're going to ride the wave of a great week 7, another great slate college football. But really what's important there in Philly is not only the college football, you've got the Eagles, you've got the Phillies, you've got Michael's 76ers. I mean, the vibes are outrageous.
Oh my god.
I don't know about the Sixers.
Oh my god.
Can I bet
Embiid for MVP right now? What are you going to give me for that? Oh,
of
I got to do that. I'm going to tell poor Millie, I'm going to clear out my bank account. I'm going to clear out my bank account and put it all on Embiid. Will you take that?
Plantar fasciitis is cleared up though. It's just a matter of time until he's in
shape. Just a matter of time season. It is going to be
one of the most overrated players in the history of sports. Talented, but completely overrated and gets a pass on everything. Non-competitive.
TG, we fired him up. TG, how's the book been? It's probably been crazy with the baseball, no?
It has, yeah. I mean, the baseball's really been kind of driving shit. And, of course, now that NBA has started as well, that's always big in this area. But, between the Phillies last night, now you have game 3 for the ALCS going today with the Yankees. Cole's a $1.45 favorite in that. And then the Phillies later tonight, it's probably going to be a bullpen game for them. Falter's starting for them. It's basically a pick 'em. But, I mean, yeah, it's all a great news here in Philadelphia. Everybody's fired up about the Phillies. I will say that. I mean, it's just this entire area Really, really fired up about them. And listen, I think the Phillies obviously weren't expected to be in this spot. And there's still even their defense has always been an issue throughout the year. And they're still making errors. But things seem to be falling their way almost every game. So it just... They continue to ride the wave.
It's amazing. I mean, the momentum is carried. I mean, they make an error in the inning last night, and then the kid comes back and knocks in the run to give them that 4-2 win. So, yeah, I mean, and then the Yankees with Cole, you know, I mean, this is going to be – this is their moment. I mean, if they don't win this one with Cole today, then, Katie, lock it up. It's over.
Yeah, yeah, it's they're not going to come back from a 3-0 deficit, that's for sure. So
Philly's playing for that manager. They love him. Okay, how about a noon kickoff, Syracuse-Clemson? This is a huge matchup, 14. Yeah. Where are you sitting at the Borgata?
Yeah, we're at 14. Game open, 13.5. Total right now in this is 50, and that's up just slightly from the opener, 49.5. Syracuse has been a great story this year, but more than likely, I think the run comes to an end here. This is just a step up in class for Syracuse. They haven't faced a top 35 defense yet. They haven't faced a top 50 offense yet. And I think just going into obviously one of the most difficult places to play in college football at Clemson there, this is probably going to be a nice little end to the run here for Cinderella for Syracuse.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, when you look at – and we talk about the betting splits, and Steve Mackinnon wrote a great column on betting splits. Yeah. But this is the kind of game where, you know, Clemson's not getting a lot of tickets, but they're getting most of the money.
That's exactly the case here, yes.
Yeah,
the ticket count favors Syracuse, but the money favors Clemson.
Yeah, no doubt. And that to me, is always the worrisome. It's always worrisome in pro and in college, that ticket count, and that's what Steve wrote about, and it's something everybody should read.
No, I'm glad you called that out, Michael. That's a perfect game to use as an example. How about this one? We had a line flip. Ole Miss, they're undefeated, Thomas Gable. They're at LSU.
Yeah.
Ole Miss opened a favorite, and I've got LSU laying 1.5 now.
Yeah, so we're still LSU laying 1. We're not 1.5 yet, but LSU did get up, I think, to a 2-point favorite here at one point during the week. But, yeah, first difficult road game of the year for Ole Miss, as previously they've only had to play Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech on the road. LSU went into Florida last week, came out with that 45-35 win. And now Mississippi, they've really relied on the run a lot this season. Passing attack's pretty average there. They run the ball over 65% of their plays, and they average 5.7 yards per carry. And can they continue that success against a pretty decent defensive line there for LSU? And no surprise, I think, that the total's dropped here from the opener. 66.5 is where we opened that. Now it's down to 64.5. Ole Miss has a very good defense. They've been able to stop the run. Their secondary numbers are pretty good as well. And this Jaden Daniels-led offense, pretty much up and down. So they do run the ball. They have four running backs who's averaging over 4.5 yards per carry there. I think if you don't have an opinion on the side, I think you have to look at the under here in this one.
Yeah, Matt Eumanns had a great point. I mean, Jaden Daniels pitched a perfect game last week down in Florida.
Yeah.
Can he do it again?
Yeah.
I think that's going to be the key. But I think anytime I could get LSU at home with points, you talked about Syracuse not really facing anybody of elite. I'm not sure Mississippi's played anybody of the elite nature either.
True. Yeah.
How about the Pac-12? They bounced back this year, Thomas. A great matchup. UCLA, of course, Chip Kelly returning to Oregon. Where's your number sitting here with a ranked matchup?
So Oregon's laying 7 right now, and the total in that high, very high total, 70.5. And we opened this with Oregon laying 5.5. So obviously two top 10 teams here from the AP, both in Pac-12. UCLA, this is only their second road game of the season. So both teams undefeated in conference play. Oregon's been rolling since that opening loss to Georgia, and Oregon's won 22 straight at home dating back to 2018. So both of these teams, they can run the ball, but this total is not sitting at 70.5 due to the rushing attacks. UCLA ranks 25th in passing offense behind the quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson, who averages 294 yards per game. And I think ultimately the difference here in this one, UCLA's passing attack will have the advantage over the Oregon secondary.
Yep.
UCLA's secondary, I put a lot more faith in to stop that Bo Nix passing attack there. So Would you even look to take a shot on the UCLA money line here?
Yeah, I would too. I think this number, Matt Eumanns, we talked about it. I think UCLA's strength is stopping the run defensively. They've been very good. Oregon really wants to run the ball with Bo Nix as the sixth offensive weapon. And if you got to force him into throwing, I think he'll revert back to his Auburn days.
And UCLA, comfortable as dogs, Thomas Gable. They won those last two at home, straight up as home dogs. So UCLA not intimidated in this spot as a dog. Speaking of dogs, another home dog, Oklahoma State. We're up to six. That the assumption is Spencer Sanders is not going to play with Texas in town.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look that way. Texas, as you said, 6-point favorites there on the road. Ticket count here in this one is pretty even at the moment, and so is the money in that as well. You've seen the move here in this with the injury news. Right now the betting is pretty even on that game.
Yeah, I'm going to take Oklahoma State just on principle. I don't buy Texas on the road. I know they're talented, but this is one of those games. It's going to be a tough game, and I think I've said this earlier. I don't think we give Mike Gundy enough credit for what he's been able to do with that. He loses coaches, loses players, but yet they still play really well every week.
Totally agree. All the sharps are on Kansas State at TCU. TCU, remember, this is like their fifth big-time spot. Big game in a row for TCU after the double overtime win last week against the aforementioned Oklahoma State team. Where are you at with Kansas State, TCU?
Yeah, 3.5. And as you said, certainly possibly a letdown spot. And that seems to be the angle here with people betting Kansas State taking that +3.5. So 54.5 is the total. The total has dropped a little bit from where we opened it at 55.5. It's gone as low as 54, but certainly could be a letdown spot here at home for TCU.
Speaking of that total, Kansas State TCU. So TCU scored at least 38 points in every game this year. You think it's an auto fire on the over. When we come back, I'll tell you why you may want to avoid that total, Kansas State TCU. Thomas Gable, thank you very much. We appreciate you.
Thank you, TG. We appreciate you.
Thank you,
guys. We'll see you tomorrow, my man.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Of course, the NFL edition of the Lombardi Line. We're back. We're running the board.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, get $10 instantly when you sign up for First Bet, horse racing's premier betting app. And it is our betting app here at VSiN. VSiN.com/horses for all the information. But when you sign up for First Bet, you get $10 instantly, plus a deposit match up to $200. Use the code HORSE200. Sign up now over at First Bet. Okay, we welcome you back. I just want to give a quick shout because Michael brought up Steve Mackinnon's article about the betting splits. We constantly talk about that being part of the Pro Tools. It's such an important article to read, and you're calling out Clemson and Syracuse is the perfect example of how to kind of use that information in your to your advantage. Also want to mention – GM Shuffle, Michael Lombardi's podcast, is 2 days a week now, and you can find that at VSiN.com. And give a shout to all the great work being done here at VSiN. The College Football Podcast is killing it, so go throw that on today while you're watching the games. But the betting splits are so important. Michael, you and I are just married to our boards the whole entire day. It's important to watch these numbers as they move.
No doubt, and I think it's not going to tell you who to play, because we've seen numbers move. We've heard that word steam before. We've seen numbers go in opposite directions, but it gives you a sense of where you are. I'll give you a perfect example of the betting splits that makes me nervous. Okay, so Seattle Chargers, game opened up 7.5 in some shops, and all week long, I wrote about this in VSiN on the column, all week there has been zero money on the Chargers. Zero money. I mean, 7%, 6% of the money. Forget the ticket count. Ticket counts are not as relevant as the money. And so because of that, you know, that number drifted from, now it's down to 4.5. So, all right, how do I approach that? Well, I look at that and I say, do I really want to be on the side of the public? Or would I rather be on the side of the book? Would I rather have the Chargers? You see, this is where I get into it, right? This is where my head is. Like, at 7, I love Seattle. At 5.5, I'm not sure I love Seattle anymore, right? I mean, I know that the Chargers will move the ball. I know Seattle will move the ball. So I think you have to use those betting splits in part of your handicap, and not to give you the answers. It's just another slice of the pie.
And that's the Lombardi Look Ahead, where he talks about that line. That's for VSiN pros right now as well, VSiN.com/subscribe. Okay, let's get to it. Let's run the board. A lot of interesting games today. Like I said, this is momentum being carried over from Week 7, Michael. We had a great slate. Got another great slate. Starts early. Syracuse-Clemson coming up in about 13 minutes. You're going to lay 7. You're going to lay 14 if you want to lay it with Clemson.
You know, I think what Thomas said, it kind of got me to lay the 14 with Clemson is all the numbers that I love about Syracuse defense are against bottom 50 offenses and such. So this is a true step up in class. And I love Syracuse, what they've done. I'm going to lay the 14, I think. I would do that. I would go over that total of 50, though.
Yeah, that's the three of us. Bond, of course, a Syracuse guy. I'm going to go over the posted total of 50 as well. I would take the points if I'm betting this game in Syracuse, but we all like the over the total there. Okay, next one up. Let's go Texas-Oklahoma State again. Spencer Sanders,
the quarterback. Oh, you know where I'm going here.
We're going to take
no
the six.
There's no way I'm taking the six. I'll take it blindly. I'll take the home team and 6 points against Texas, who's went into Texas Tech. And I'm sure Texas will get out to a good start in this game, go up 14. But I think the longer the game goes, and if Sanders plays great, if Gundy plays, okay, they'll figure out a way to manage the game. Look, I think the way Iowa State, who had a chance to beat them last week in Austin, I'll take Oklahoma State.
Fade the Sark. Of course, I'll take the six as well. Again, if Sanders doesn't go, Mike Gundy's son, Gunnar Gundy, is going to go at quarterback. Gunnar Gundy. Love that name.
I love it.
You know, one thing, and it's not Sarkisian specialty, most of the credit for the turnaround this year goes to the defensive side of the ball. Texas was terrible last year, and it's been a complete 180 on defense.
Well, I mean, he hired the right coach, and he's got him going. But look, to me, this is not personal. When I don't like Jimbo Fisher's offense or Sarkisian's team toughness, it's because it isn't just I've come up with it on my own or it's a personal. No, if you study Sarkisian's teams at Washington, USC, and now at Texas, you realize that he's an offensive coach who doesn't ever get his defense to the level that it needs to be successful with toughness. His team never has toughness. Same thing with Jimbo. Okay, I accept Jimbo as this offensive coordinator. I went to practice. I watched his practice at Florida State. I came away very unimpressed. I thought there were too many details. So when I give out these, when I don't like the coach, I don't want it to say it's a personal thing or he's done something to me. No, this is just, to me, part of my handicapping when I look at these teams.
A&M, they had aspirations for a national championship this year. They're sitting 3-3. They're going to be at Williams-Brice, taking on South Carolina. South Carolina 4-2. Look, these two teams are very similar, Michael. Both struggle to throw the football. Both defend the pass great. Both have talented running backs, can run the football, both can't stop the run. So, again, this is, I think the advantage here for South Carolina is special teams, although Spencer Rattler kills me because he's a turnover machine. We've got Texas A&M laying 3 on the road.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take South Carolina in the three, only because I know how hard it is to go in there. And if it's loud and if he's got the enthusiasm back, like I think Beamer does with South Carolina football, I think that'll be a challenge for this Texas A&M offense to execute under a lot of pressure. And so I'll take the three. I think with the week off after a great win against Kentucky, I think South Carolina is going to continue to build this program and give Beamer credit. He's done a nice job recruiting, and he's done a nice job managing the team.
Yep, we call it Beamer vibes down in South Carolina. It's working. I like the three as well. It's going to be an ugly game. If you don't have to watch it, don't. UCLA Oregon's the opposite, Michael Lombardi. And by the way, props to Matt Eumanns, because everybody's showing seven. When you and I started, it was Oregon laying 6.5. It's now 7. I'll take the 7 with UCLA. Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, he's right. I mean, look, you handicap the game, you want the right number, and I would take UCLA in the 7 here, too. I think Oregon, really, they run the ball effectively, and that's where they do their damage. They did it. But Arizona moved the ball on them. I think UCLA will move the ball on them. They're not as stout defensively as you would think they are. They're 87th in the nation total defense. I think UCLA will move the ball. I think UCLA will slow the game down, and I think they'll put Bo Nix in an uncomfortable situation where he's got to make some tough throws. I get 7 points. Why not take it?
Okay, I'm going to throw a random one at you just because it's Boise State and Air Force, and I bet it earlier in the week. I took Boise State catching 3.5 at Air Force. Remember, Bachmeier transferred. Bachmeier transferred, Michael, and Dirk Cutter. Yeah, that Dirk Cutter, Tampa Bay, Arizona State, remember back in the day. He's running the offense at Boise State now, and since he's taken over, this is a completely different team. Wow, it's down to 2. My board's down, so I apologize. I got it at 3.5. It's down to 2, so you lost the number, but I do like Boise State.
Yeah, I mean, the pros are on Boise State, too. Everybody here in the shop, it's a favorite play here at the Borgata.
I'd like to hear that.
Boise State has got a lot of love. Cotter, the former head coach at Boise State, too, comes back
Correct.
And takes the offensive coordinator's job there. So give them some credit. They're doing it. Look, it's always hard to play the service academies because you're not used to it. It's like playing Philadelphia Eagles in football. You're not used to the speed of the game. But, you know, Air Force has struggled. They went into Wyoming. I thought they would do Wyoming slowed them down. I think Boise will, too. I think the pros like Boise for a reason.
Thank you very much, Michael. It made me feel better about the play. I like to hear the pros are on it. You were all over Bama attacking this up-tempo Mississippi State pass-heavy offense, how it's not necessarily the same as Tennessee. Let's get into this. Alabama's laying 21. Where are you at with Saban in a little bit of a bitter spot here after the loss at Tennessee?
Well, I do think Alabama, I would take Alabama and lay the points. I think he understands how to play Leach. And I think the fact that the defense is on a bad week, I think they'll play better. They'll disguise the coverage. I think Rodgers will make some mistakes. Look, that Arkansas game was back and forth. It was a little bit misleading how close that game was. I think Alabama's difference is their offense, and I think they'll make a difference and get ahead of this, which will put some problems. I mean, LSU did this to them, and LSU was able to run away. I think Alabama will as well.
Okay, Kansas State, TCU. This is a really tough spot for TCU. This is like their fifth big spot. Remember, a double overtime win against Oklahoma. How much do they have left in the tank? Here comes a good one-loss Kansas State team. I did want to point out the total has dropped down to 54.5. And you think TCU, they score at least 38 a game. You think this is going to go over. There's going to be 30-mile-an-hour gusts there at TCU. So be careful on that over, which has dropped considerably.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's always challenging to keep your level of enthusiasm and excitement and match the competition week in and week out when you're playing in so many of these games. You know, it's like it's not like the NCAA tournament where every game, you know, was elimination, but it's hard to keep your focus. And Sonny Dykes has done a great job at TCU. The fact they're playing home. But this Kansas State team is really good. They're well coached. They did a nice job against Texas Tech. They were able to win that game. I think you got to almost take the points here, especially at 3.5. I think if this gets to 3, don't touch it.
Do you trust Lane to go to 8-0? Remember, they're 7-0 the first time since 62. LSU's laying a point and a half hosting Ole Miss.
No, I'm all over. I don't trust it. I think they're a little bit overvalued at Mississippi because I don't think they have. I go back to that Kentucky game where I thought Kentucky was going to win that game. I really did, and I thought they should have won the game. So I'll take LSU here.
Vandy and Auburn scored at will against Ole Miss. LSU will as well. I'll take LSU. Michael, tremendous show. I'll see you tomorrow morning for the Lombardi Line on a football Sunday.
Thank you, Patrick. Great job.
Thank you very much, everybody. Stephen Bond and the crew back at Circa. Live Bet Saturday. JVT and Danny Burke is next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.